Action. Welcome to the Month Movie Podcast. I'm
for
Scott.
For June.
I'm Jason.
2015. What I'm doing this month is I'm trying to watch a deck of cards that has the 52 worst movies of all time.
And I'm going through all these different box sets of movies I've owned for a while and never watched.
And then also whatever other movies we see in that month. I was busy during June because, yeah, it was June.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch a lot. Sorry. I can't just jump. Like, okay. Anyways, I didn't watch a lot of movies during June.
Yeah, I didn't either. I watched a decent amount. Like, some of them were just really long. So that's probably why I didn't watch. The last month I did the horror movies, the classics, which were all less than 2 hours. And then this month I watched ones that were pretty close to 2 hours each. So.
Yeah.
If not more. I didn't look at how long they were.
I just had a hard time trying to find the movies, so I kind of gave up on watching anything for a little while.
Yeah, you're going to get really far behind. I don't think you're going to complete this by the end of the year.
We'll see. But I watched...
The box set I watched kind of cheated because I watched two of them like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm going to watch the rest of it because I'm not going to rewatch those two because I just watched them right before we started doing these podcasts. But the original Star Trek movie collection.
Star Trek.
So, like, you know, with Shatner and Nimoy and stuff. So I already watched 1 and 2 because I watched those around the time that I watched Star Trek Into Darkness.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched those two around that time. And then, and then, so then I watched the rest of those.
You just break that?
Yeah. but yeah, so technically I watched 4 out of the 6 on the box set because I watched 2 already.
Okay. So you want to start with those?
Sure. Okay. So I watched the Star Trek movies, the original ones, and I always, like, I don't know. It's kind of interested in those, but not, like, I'm just not really a Trekkie.
They're classic, but I'm not a space person.
Right. And I'm like, I'm going to give them a shot because the new ones are really good.
Yeah.
And then I realized that I'm not as big of a fan of the old Star Trek stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good, but it gets really boring in some of the parts of the movie. And the first one was a prime example of that because they're, like, I don't know, it, like, dragged on and... I don't even remember exactly what happened in it.
Really? You don't remember what happened in it?
The first one. It was like 2 years ago I watched it.
Yeah.
But they created a planet or something like that. No, that was the second one. The second one had Khan in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so the first one and the second one had Khan, which was pretty decent. I don't remember. This isn't for this month, so I don't feel like I should have to. I don't know. I'm just saying it because it was part of the box set.
Yeah.
And then the third one was kind of a continuation of the second one. And, where's my notes?
I watched the Khan one a couple years ago, but I was drunk. And I just remember it being very long. But
yeah. Which is kind of cool because it was a continuation from the episode from the original series.
Yeah.
Where they just left him on the planet.
Yeah.
And then they came back and...
He was there.
He was still there after all these years.
With the earwigs.
Yeah. The third one, all I wrote down was Christopher Lloyd as a Klingon, which was kind of weird.
Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah. Doc Brown.
As a Klingon?
Yeah. That was very, like, there's a lot of people who play Klingons and stuff, but that was just a little weird for me. Like, I don't know why. It's like someone pretending to be a Klingon, even though everyone pretends to be a Klingon because there's no such thing as real Klingons. But it was weird seeing Christopher Lloyd as a Klingon. So that was kind of entertaining.
So the third one had Klingons in it.
Yeah, it had Klingons. I don't know. That's all I wrote. I should have wrote what it was about. Because I watched all of them, and they go into each other because they create this planet. Uh-huh. And, like, that planet keeps getting brought up, like, every single movie. Mm-hmm. So, like, it felt like one giant movie. So I don't remember the ups and downs of stuff. But, yeah, so the third one, Headmaster Light is a Klingon. Number four was the one where they had to save whales. So they went to, at the time, the president...
This is a fantastic... I'm very entertained by this.
Number four had the whales, so they had to go back. And it was kind of funny, because it was Star Trek people in their uniforms and stuff, and they had to hide Spock's ears and eyebrows, so that he had, like, wore a bandana.
Because they couldn't see his eyebrows?
It went over...
But what's wrong with his eyebrows?
Because they're very, like, pointy and stuff.
But that's...
Is that
makeup, or is that just... That's just Leonard Nimoy. No,
it's makeup and stuff. But it was kind of funny, because they're all, like, trying to figure out the money and currency and doing all this stuff, because they're from the future or something. But, yeah, the fourth one was about whales. And then the fifth movie was written by... What?
Trent saying William Shatner.
Yeah, it was written by Shatner, so it was very weird.
Because he's a weird guy?
Yeah. And they're trying to find this planet of Eden, and they kind of find God and stuff like that. And it was weird because there was Klingons that were the good guys and Vulcans that were the bad guys in the movie. So it was like a role reversal type thing. Because Klingons are usually the bad guys.
Yeah.
And then they try to find this planet which had multiple names, but, you know, we know it as Eden. They find God and stuff at the end of the movie.
I do find it kind of funny, though. Like, the third one had Doc Brown as a Klingon.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one, they go back in time.
Well, the funny thing is, too, in the middle, we watched that one that Doc Brown, that Christopher Lloyd was in Sin City.
Oh, that's right.
And then the sixth movie, the last one in the series, was the Klingon warship got attacked by the Enterprise, but they didn't attack them.
Well, that's when I watched it when you were watching it.
Yeah, so they get, like, they send, is it McCoy? Kirk and McCoy, I think.
Bones?
Yeah, I think those are the two they send, I don't even remember. But Kirk is one of them. They get sentenced to this planet because they're for murder and stuff like that, while the rest of the crew is trying to figure out what happened. It's like a murder mystery type thing, but there's, like, shapeshifters and stuff. And that's the Star Trek movies.
I did a Google search for Spock's eyebrows, which I didn't think I'd ever do. But I can see, like, in the show why it would make sense to cover them, but in the movies not so much, because look at the first two pictures.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he just looks mad because they're just... It's just a giant, almost like a giant V in his forehead. But yeah, the other ones, like, just seem, I mean, especially if they went back to the 80s to save the whales and stuff.
It was the 90s,
I think. The 90s still? It looked like early 90s, late 80s. Everyone looked weird back then.
Because it was the current time that the movie came out. I think it was the 90s. So, yeah. And I'll just quick go through. I gave the first one a 4.5, second one 5.5, third one a 5. 4, I gave a 6. 5, I gave a 5.5. And the 6th one, I gave a 5. That's really confusing.
So, overall, 5 for the Star Wars?
Star Trek. I didn't figure it out. But you can start talking about yours and all. Hey,
so, the first movie I watched this month on my list was Red Sonja. Now, I'm not much of a person who likes just, like, medieval-type shit sometimes. Especially when it's just like, hey, check it out. Half-naked dude with a sword. Whatever. And if Red Sonja is apparently one of the worst ones to watch...
You know, 5.25.
Sorry. Yeah, that was close.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna... The Conan movies, I was never really excited to see because, you know, like, just cutting people and stuff with that swords, I know the acting's not great and Arnold can barely talk and all this other stuff. So I watched
it. Oh, Arnold was in it, like, as Conan?
No. Fancy that. I thought it was, because it's the same world.
Yeah.
And isn't Red Sonja, like, related to Conan or something like that? Like,
I never read the books, but they're the same publisher.
Yeah, they're the same world. So I see Conan, I see Arnold, I'm like, it's gotta be Conan. Nope, she doesn't call him that. I'm like, who is this dude? I don't know, some guy that she mentions, whatever, I don't fucking know. But, okay, so Red Sonja, it's about a girl whose family gets kidnapped, or like taken prisoner and murdered and stuff like that, and she's end up being a slave to this evil queen lady, right? Mm-hmm. She's an evil bitch who wants power. Eventually, she gets away from her, and that's like the first minute of the movie. Like, they just tell you Red Sonja's past, mm-hmm. as if it felt like, to me, that it should have been... I don't know, it felt like I missed a movie or something.
Like it's a sequel?
Yeah, but I'm sure it wasn't.
Right.
Because then...
it's a sequel to the comic books.
Maybe. Maybe they're like, hey, you know the heritage and all this other stuff. So, in a very generic comic booky type story, here's the plot. The evil queen wants to get this gem because the gem gives her powers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds pretty classic.
Yeah. And so Red Sonja's like, no, I had to stop her. And then she meets, and then of course she's one of those women that she's like, I hate men. And Arnold's like, ah, ha, ha.
I'm a man.
I'm gonna help. She's like, I don't need anybody's help. But throughout the whole movie, she gets help from him, which feels kind of like pro and con for women being equals or whatever. I don't know. I'm sure that's not the idea of like the early hundreds. But I don't know. The movie actually went by pretty fast. There's this weird little prince king, like, dude that was annoying throughout the whole movie, but I felt like there's a lot of story back there that I missed, even though it was just basically is barely an hour and a half long
mm-hmm.
for the movie, which I expected to be longer for some reason.
Yeah, it's an epic movie.
Yeah.
That it would last a lot longer.
But, I mean, the movie, I didn't think it was that horrible. The acting was, I couldn't tell if the acting was bad or not, because some points it was like, oh, is it their accent? Or is it, and then other parts just seemed really campy. But I guess I had that whole, like... I watched a lot of Mystery Science Theater 3000, mm-hmm. so it felt like a really good MST3K movie. So, I don't know.
What is that one? Cave Dwellers? No.
Maybe. No.
The one with the pit. That's the one I kept thinking of. Or the snakes in the pit. Is that a tiger?
Iga? No, what?
Iga, maybe. I don't know.
That's the caveman one.
There was the one where the guy was a sorcerer guy, and she had the armor.
Oh, and he gets shot with the arrow?
Yeah.
That wasn't Cave Dwellers, was it?
I don't know. But that's what I kept thinking of when you were talking about
it. Yeah, and it's... I don't know if that's a movie, but yeah, that's... I mean, it's better than that, but... I gave it a 6. I didn't think it was that bad of a movie. There was a part where they wrestled with a underwater dragon for, like, 10 minutes, it felt like.
Wow.
But, I mean, it was like a puppet... thing.
Well, just
like,
I figured. You're not going to get a real dragon.
It was them just like getting dragged across the top of the water. It was weird, but I don't know. I gave it a 6. It wasn't that bad. The next one on my list I watched was Waterworld. Now, here's what I know about Waterworld. It's a Kevin Costner movie, and people drink...
Oh, this is what you knew before going in.
Yeah.
And so people, I was going to say, hopefully you learned more than that watching it.
I know people... there's a Kevin Costner movie, the whole world is water, and people drink pee. That's mm-hmm. all I knew of the movie.
Mm-hmm. I saw this movie when I was in high school.
Did you?
Yeah. Because they had the map.
Surprisingly, it wasn't a horrible movie.
It's just really long.
It's not even... It's very generic. Again,
The whole world is made of water, and they have to try to find land. Well, there's this myth about the fact that there's land.
That there's dry land, yeah.
Right, and they have a map.
Because it's the future that we're going to know, where the polar ice caps melt and flood the world.
Yep.
And so the movie, yeah, there's a myth where this girl is born with a tattoo or something with a map to help them find a dry land. Now, here's the thing I don't understand, is this entire time... That
I don't know how the map, like, it's just water.
It's not even a map. It's just like, it's like a symbol and all sort of shit.
I think they go off the North Star or something, isn't it?
Maybe. They don't mention anything like that.
Oh.
They just go, by the end, they're like, oh, I've been reading it wrong. This means this. And then they fucking go off and try to figure it out. But the thing is, the entire time that, like, because there's a small town, like, they have, like, these floating towns, yeah, the cities, whatever. Towns. And what Kevin Costner does is he gets dirt and he sells it because it's like dirt is like gold to them because it can grow plants and shit like that. So he comes up to this town. He's like, I have all this dirt. And like, all right, give you lots of money for this and stuff like that. And people are like, oh, we don't trust him. Then you find out he's a fucking, like, mutant mer person. Like, he has gills. He can breathe underwater. Like, where the fuck did this come from? That's in the first, like, 20 minutes of the movie. And then people are like, oh, he knows where all the dry land is. So they're trying to capture him and, like, and also the girl who has a tattoo and stuff like that.
But he doesn't. He just pretends to.
No. What he does is he swims down to the bottom and gathers dirt. And the lady's like, I didn't know there were cities down here. I'm like, what the fuck? What did you think it was like before the water happened? Like, people are like, oh, they...
That's just mythology, like...
I know, but they have oldest... I don't know. Anyways, and then... But then the bad guys, the smokers, who I think is, what's his nuts? The guy that, that died. You know, he was, King Koopa, I think.
Oh, okay. Hopper?
Dennis Hopper, I think so. He's the bad guy. And, the smokers, they have oil and cigarettes and all this other stuff that, like, is burnable, and they're the bad guys. They have all these skidoos, which I don't know how they get those. But everyone, it just seems like they're just fighting over a patch of, like, 10 square miles of ocean. And like, how do they fucking figure out the map from just, like, a small... Like, how do they run into each other so often? Yeah. That's what I don't get.
Yeah, especially, like, and you would think... Hey, if we did run into each other, you would have accidentally stumbled across this island.
Exactly. I don't know. It was weird. Because I mean, they have all these relics from the past, and it's like, these guys are living in a fucking ocean liner and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't know. It feels like too far had passed for them to know what the world's like beforehand. But at the same time, they somehow still have working skidoo, like, or like sea-doos, I mean. Not skidoos. There's no snow. I don't know. I gave it a 5. Because, again, it wasn't as bad as I was expecting. Mm-hmm. It was actually shorter than I thought it was going to be. But it still wasn't a great movie. I wouldn't watch it again for sure, because, I don't know. That girl's annoying, little girl. Fuck her. No, don't, but, I mean, now she's probably 18.
She died in the filming of that movie. She drowned.
She looked like, I think... That's why the ending changed so weird. It was just a puppet. I could be wrong, but it looks kind of like the girl from Napoleon Dynamite.
I think that's what it was. I think I remember that.
I don't know.
Because that's what I keep picturing, too.
Yeah, because it looked like that girl with a younger face and everything else.
So what else did you see?
What a world. Well, the next two movies I watched was a first and a second one. Is that right?
Yeah, that's all right. Because I only have two movies left.
Oh, okay, and I watched them both. Yeah, it is the girl from Napoleon Dynamite. Anyways, the next movie I watched was called The Collector, because I heard people talk about that movie and stuff like that. So I was like, I'll check it out. It's a horror movie type thing. And, it's... Okay, so what happens is there's this guy who is trying to get some money, because his girlfriend, like, borrowed money from a loan shark, whatever. So you find out he's helping work on this house, but the whole time he's doing it, he's casing the house. Like, he's checking to see where all the valuables are and stuff like that while he's working on the house, like, reshingling and re-roofing with everybody else and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Because he knows that the parents, the family is living on vacation. So then, once they leave, he can go into the safe, steal the shit, come back in time, and, like, pay off the loan shark before anything bad happens. So the night...
What? Sorry, he said come back in time, like, wait, there's time travel in this?
Yep, come back in time.
Goes back to before it was stolen?
No, come back in time, like, before midnight, before the loan shark hurts his girlfriend or wife or kid or whatever. But when he comes back to go into the safe, the whole house is rigged with traps. Because apparently there's a guy based on the name of the title, is The Collector. He collects human beings, and he uses other human beings as bait. So, like, he has this chest with a human being in it to try to call someone into the house to, like, so he can capture them. So the house is, like, just rigged up all these crazy traps, and it's really fucking weird. But, like,
So they hired the guy...
What?
So they hired they told the guy to go to this house to steal it so that he can get the money and stuff?
Yeah.
But that was just a joke?
No. It's just a completely different thing.
Oh, so like, it's not tied together. They're just two different things.
It's just shit luck. But he comes in there, but the people in the house are still in the house, but like the collector is like... So like the whole time, he's trying to escape the house, but he can't because there's all these traps.
Mm-hmm.
And also, but he's trying to defeat the guy, like the guy and stuff like that. And it's kind of... It was actually a pretty cool concept. It reminded me kind of Saw, but not as Saw-y. I don't know. It's really hard to explain because when the main character, like even though you really don't know him too well, when he gets like his moments of justice, it's very satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy who's the collector is fucking weird as shit. And I don't know how they did in the movie, but whenever it showed him on screen and he would be looking around, you know that moment when you're shining a light and the cat's eyes glow?
Mm-hmm.
His eyes glowed the entire movie. It was fucking creepy. And then and then all that shit. And I guess I kind of have to spoil it because the sequel.
Because you watched the sequel.
Yeah, I watched the sequel right afterwards. Because he ends up like leaving the house, and then he notices that the people that live in the house, their younger daughter, who's like 9, is still in the house. So he goes back in to get her, and then in doing so, he ends up like helping the girl escape.
Is this an old movie?
No, it's like 2000.
Oh, it's a remake then.
7? It's not a remake. I read the description on the old one, the 1950s one or whatever.
The man kidnaps a woman, holds her hostage just for the pleasure of having her there.
No, it's not exactly. Okay. No. But, so he ends up going back to the house, saving the girl so that he can, like, get her out of there because he has a conscience, even though he's a thief.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, the collector ends up kidnapping him and putting him in the box to lure someone else later, and that's pretty much how the movie ends.
Mm-hmm.
The next movie I saw was The Collection, where he...
So The Collection is the sequel to The Collector?
Yeah.
How did you know this?
Because I remember hearing people talk about The Collector a little bit, because I know Egan watched it and stuff, and then The Collection was on Netflix, and I was like, oh, this is that movie, and I look and it says... the man who once had faced this guy's back in, like, working on this. I'm like, oh, shit. This one's like a sequel. I look it up. I'm like, yep, sure enough. Because the cover looks almost the same. Because it's a guy, like, tightening a mask behind his head.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, a different, like, backdrop. But anyways, in the second one, you see him kidnap this girl. And she ends up, like, escaping from his chest. And she's in his house, like in this giant, big warehouse. And she ends up finding the guy, the guy from the first movie in a chest. And they have to try to escape this way. But it's involved with this whole, like, I don't know, fuck. I screwed up. Yeah, that's right. He got away. And then like, this SWAT team came in. It's like, we need to get this girl out of here. And you're going to help us. So, like, they're going through his whole house. It's booby trapped and all sorts of crazy shit, but it's I don't know, it's really cool, but it's hard to explain. But it's a fun, gory kind of, not really gory, but like just a suspenseful kind of movie.
So you watched it because you saw it on Netflix?
I saw the second one on Netflix, but the first one I checked out from the library.
Oh, okay.
Because they had both of them there, so I grabbed them both.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave both of them a 7.5 because, like I said, it's kind of like Saw, but not as, like, in your face, because it's just him setting up traps,
mm-hmm.
and then people either die or they get beat to shit or something. Because, like, there's, like, in the first movie, there's one where if you know someone's in your house,
mm-hmm.
like, he set up a pair of scissors, like, just sitting on the thing, so if you grabbed it and pulled on it, a wire wrapped around your arm and pulled you across the room into hidden spikes. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, it was just, like, it wasn't anything. It was just, you know, he did things like, oh, you're trying to open the window? All right, but I'll put razor blades underneath the edge of the window, so if you put your hands in, you get cut. Your hands just get fucking ripped to shit, and, like, just something like that. Like,
it's like Home Alone.
Yeah, it's like, it's like reverse Home Alone. Like, it's like, I'm not gonna let you leave. But yeah, I gave them both 7.5. I thought they're fun, but not amazing, but They're fun. And then the next two movies I watched with you.
Yeah, me too. With you.
Oh.
So Sin City, we watched the second one.
Yeah.
A Dream to Kill For.
Uh-huh.
Which
didn't get a lot of advertising.
I mean, they advertised a lot of it, like, but then once it came out, they didn't really do anything.
Yeah, like, most of the stuff I knew about the movie was coming out was from, like, following Lady Gaga on Instagram. Like, oh yeah, she's in the movie.
Yeah. And last year, I watched the first one again,
mm-hmm.
and I rated it, and that was a 9.5. I gave Sin City the first one a 9.5.
Yeah.
Just for reference. The first one, I thought...
was like, awesome.
Yeah, I watched that one. I mean, we saw it in the theater and stuff, but I watched it last year again, and I forgot how amazing that movie was, that
like,
first one.
The whole Clive Owen part was just fucking awesome.
And the dialogue is just amazing. Like, I don't know. There was just something about it that was awesome. The second one felt like it was trying to be the first movie.
Yeah.
It didn't hold on its own, but it was good to have more... It was nice to have more stories and stuff.
Yeah.
But the stories, you could tell... They used all the good ones for the first movie.
Yeah.
And then these are the second tier stories that they're like, hey, we're going to use these in the second movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, it was kind of cool to see some of the characters come back, but mm-hmm. they weren't the same.
And I couldn't remember exactly all the stuff that happened to him in the first movie.
Because, like, when they... Because Nancy Callahan...
Yeah.
Her story, I was just like, I don't know. I didn't really care much for it, even though that's, like... kind of what the whole movie revolved around,
yeah.
but not at the same time.
Because yeah.
the whole movie revolved around that chick that was getting that guy to do stuff, because that's why it's called The Dame to Kill For.
Oh, that's right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
he's killing for her
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So, like, that's what the main story was, but they kept going back to Nancy Callahan, and she kind yeah. of, like, her story wrapped up the movie.
Yeah, well, because...
She was the start and end of the movie,
yeah, kind
of.
But then also part of the middle, too, because yeah. What's-His-Nuts was playing poker with the dude.
Yeah. That was a kind of cool story.
Yeah, because if you haven't seen the first movie, like, the Nancy Callahan was, like, the stripper who Bruce Willis's character was trying to save.
He saved her when she was a little kid.
Yeah.
And he killed the guy that was trying to... rape her as a child.
Yeah.
And he gets put away for killing
yeah.
the guy. And she's in his debt, so she, like, falls in love with him.
Yeah.
And, spoiler alert, he dies. Bruce Willis gets killed at yeah. the end of the first movie.
Because it's... Because the guy that he killed to save Nancy was actually the son of the mayor?
Senator? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. In which he is in this movie as a big major plot yeah. point, sort of.
Yeah, so, like, she keeps seeing him in her thoughts and
yeah, she
stuff
keeps
like
seeing
that.
Bruce Willis, like, Bruce Willis's character, whatever.
And Marv looked, like, completely different. I
yeah,
don't know why.
That's why when we first started watching, I'm like, is it Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, like, he was amazing in the first one, and then this one, it just felt...
It looked like he had just a fake... I know it was makeup
fake.
And stuff, but it felt like...
It was fake in the first one.
I know, but it felt like in the first one, they applied makeup to him. It seemed like they made the mask and then said, oh, right, sit down. We'll put it on your face, and then
yeah.
put adhesive on it, and... All right, time to shoot.
And, like, for the most part, the movie's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one, they had flashes of red, and then
yeah.
Yellow Bastard was yellow.
Yeah.
This one, they had, like, some parts were full color.
I remember that part.
That one girl.
Oh, yeah, the one girl was, like, just full color.
Yeah, and then the blonde hair...
Yeah.
And stuff. So, like, it seemed like they're trying to do more, like, hints to the color.
The dame had green eyes.
Yeah. But, I mean, they did that in the comic books, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're kind of emulating it. But overall, the first one was really, really good. The second one was good,
yeah.
but not as good. So I gave the first one 9.5. This one I gave an 8. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty strong, high. But I'd probably have to watch it a second time just to see if
yeah.
it, like...
I had it lower, but then after remembering, like, the whole poker scene and stuff, like, that was... Joseph Gordon-Levitt was awesome in this movie.
Yeah, and then to go back, I thought it was funny that I watched Star Trek 3 with Christopher Lloyd, and then Christopher Lloyd made a cameo
yeah.
in Sin City, and I was like, this is weird.
Get what you pay for.
So, like, two movies back-to-back I watched, and he guest starred in it, and it was really weird.
Yeah. But I gave I initially gave it a 6, but then remembering something, I'm like, okay, I knocked it up to a 7, so.
Yeah, so I gave that an 8.
All right.
And then we watched a movie that Brian lent us.
Brian Houston.
He's like, I got a movie for you. I think you'll like it, I think is what he said.
Yeah, and the thing is, I was talking to him about that before, because I remember it being a foreign movie, but it was still in English. And I remember speaking something about love or something. You were talking about the Angels and Airwaves movie, Love.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, because I remember Love being in the title or something, and I asked him about it, and he's like, I can't think of any movies. I'm like, oh. And then he pulled that one out. I'm like, yep, that's it. He
lent it to us. Yeah, it's called The Lovely Ones.
The Lovely Ones or The Loved Ones?
I think it is Loved Ones.
Yeah. I have Loved Ones written down for me. But it's an Australian movie, and I didn't know anything about what I was going into, because I know Brian watches a variety of lots of different types of movies. Like he usually leans towards more of the independent, kind of like just...
Yeah, it is The Loved Ones. I wrote it wrong.
Just kind of, yeah, I don't want to say like quirky movies, but like kind of like, because I mean, he loved like I Heart Huckabees and You, Me, and Everyone We Know, and like just like movies like that where they're...
Which this movie felt like it at the beginning, that, because there's this guy who's got, you know...
And a couple months ago with us, or last year with Submarine.
Yeah, I mean, the movie starts off and this guy, you could tell he kind of like, I don't know how you say it, like he was a cutter.
Well, the very beginning though, they showed him with his dad driving, having a conversation.
Yeah, him and his dad have a conversation, they crash, and his dad dies, and then he's having a tough time, so you see him, like, I don't know, and he's like, he becomes a cutter, so he's like, you see all the scars. Self-mutilating and stuff, yeah. That's it, self-mutilation. So he's got like scars and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, so this is going to be kind of an emotional type movie, because I knew nothing going into this movie.
And it's called The Loved Ones. I'm like, oh, the people that we know and pass away.
Yeah, so like, watching it, I'm like, okay, it's going to be about this guy and his issues and stuff like that.
And his mom is just like catatonic, just basically sitting there waiting and by the window and drinking.
And then this girl comes up and she's like, will you go to the prom with me? He's like, I'm already going with somebody else.
Like, oh, he's popular.
Oh, okay. Not realizing that was like a key plot to the key point to the plot ahead. Yeah. And basically, she kidnaps him and tortures him.
Yeah.
And the movie gets pretty graphic with torturing.
Yeah, that took me off guard.
I was like,
very fast.
Oh my god. Like the salt and like the knives and oh my god, the forks.
Yeah, like, the girl, like, she's not that bad looking, but she's just weird.
Yeah.
But
her and her dad, oh my god.
Her and her dad, like, basically her dad kidnaps the guy, and then suddenly, like, his girlfriend, who was going to prom with him, she's like, I can't find him anywhere, and the mom's freaking out, because...
Yeah, I don't want to get too much of the movie away, but...
I know, but, like, but it's like one of those things where, like, the girlfriend can't find him, the mom can't find him, like, oh, shit, she's going through so much of this shit, and then you find out what actually happens to him...
Yeah.
...with, like, the father and the daughter.
And he knew that he self-mutilates, and he tries to, you know, like, so they're like, oh, he's off doing that stuff, and...
Yeah.
Then they realize he's actually missing.
But then they find the dog. But yeah, it's... There... I didn't know what to expect at all, even when I was almost done with the movie. Because I'm like, either this is going to be a very satisfying ending, or a very just crawl in the corner and cry kind of ending.
Yeah, it was definitely different.
It was touch and go for a while, too. And yeah, I liked it... And then, of course, there's the whole side story of his, like, best friend who went to the prom with, like, this really gothy, kind of really hot girl. And you're like, okay, this is kind of weird, like, you're expecting, because there's a side story with that, and it's kind of, like, lighthearted and fun. And I was waiting for the two stories to connect eventually.
And they did.
And they do at a certain point, but it's not at all how I expected it to do. And it just kind of added more to the movie. I should rate it a little higher for how much I'm remembering this.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. It just got a little graphic for my taste. I'm not huge into the gory stuff.
I'm not either. I mean, I like horror stuff, but that... Like, I cringed a lot at some points.
Yeah, there were a bunch of points watching the movie I had to look away.
Oh, God. I'm just like, just when they held him in his place.
Yeah. I just wrote down salt and glitter. That's all. I did not... That was...
But I don't. I thought it was a.
I gave it a 7.5.
I gave it an 8.
Yeah. So
good job, Ryan.
Definitely not one that I would have expected.
Yeah. First one I ever watched, I'm like, this seems like a Brian movie. And then once it started getting like really crazy, we were like, are we gonna give it back to him? And be like, here you go. We watched it. And he'd be like, ha, gotcha, suckers, or something. I didn't know, but I liked it. I think I... Yeah, he... Because, I mean, Brian is not huge for scary movies.
Right.
But the good ones, like 28 Days Later and stuff like that, like, I know...
I'm trying to remember. What was that Ellen Page one?
There's a lot of Ellen Page movies.
The horror one with the pedophile.
Oh!
Hard Candy.
Yes. I almost said Milk Money.
Hard Candy.
Yeah.
That kind of reminded me of that movie.
Yeah. A little bit. A little bit, but...
Except this... Hard Candy, the guy deserved it. This, not so much.
Yeah. No... Oh, yeah. But yeah, I ate, so...
And then, yeah, overall, the best movie I saw was Sin City, Dame to Kill For. The worst movie is between Star Trek 3 and 6.
I actually had a decent month. Best movie I saw was Loved Ones with 8. Worst one was Waterworld with 5.
Oh, yeah, I had 5 and 8. Yeah, that's what I had, too.
Look at us. Just fucking learning things.
And Star Trek is 7.25. 7.25 overall rating. Star Trek, the box set.
Did you? But nothing was higher than a 5.5. Nothing was higher than a 6.
Yeah.
Did you add this on accident?
I don't think so.
Because how did you get... When you had 4.5, 5.5...
Hang on.
Did you divide by 6 or 5?
It's by 6.
Five plus...
There's a 6 here.
Yeah, but still, they can't be higher than a 7. If the highest one is a 6...
You take those, add it, divide it by 6. Oh, shit. I just cleared it and hit 6. This is good for your ears right now.
Adding is, people know that we're human beings. Well, Jason's... Am I calling somebody? Oh. Well, Jason's doing that. If you want... Like, Brian, if you want us to watch any movies, let us know.
Yeah, that's right.
You said 5. You said
5.25.
You said 7.25.
I said 5.25.
Rewind. Ah, fuck! I'm not going to. If you like Brian said, hey,
I said Star Trek got 5.25.
I thought you said 7.5. I don't remember.
Either way,
go. Hey guys, re-listen again, and
see who's wrong.
Tell us who's wrong. Email. Oh, if you want, yeah. If like Brian, you want us to watch movies. Email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com, stuffbyscott@gmail.com.
If it's not on Netflix, if you could lend it to us, that'd really be nice.
That helps.
Because sometimes we can't find them.
Yeah.
So I think I had a couple movies, people like, you should watch this. It's not on Netflix, and I don't own it, so I'm not going to go out and buy a movie just so I can watch it, even though it's probably good. But
I don't know, but then that one they lent us was a bad movie.
Who lent us?
I don't know. Vampires versus.
We didn't even watch that one.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, he doesn't listen to this.
No, but I did. There is a movie. It's like a time traveling movie that was supposed to be really good, and I want to watch it. But, and I've heard from multiple people to check it out, but it's not on Netflix. So.
What is it?
Predestination.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. A couple people told me to check that one out, so. Maybe eventually we'll rent it or something.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll go on Netflix soon, because it's from a couple years, like a year or so ago, I think. But, yeah, I've saw many people posting about that one. So.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, so if you saw any movies because of our recommendations or liked or disliked movies we saw, let us know. That's
a wrap!
Boop, 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 music sound. Do 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 do